Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Two guests on the show today. Yes. Jim DiGiulio, a.k.a. Jules. Retired Fed, but still working, running policing stuff at a major university in New Jersey. He's a perennial guest on the show. He lives local. Him and his wife are Gun for Hire alumni. His stepson is a Gun for Hire alumni. His son and I and Jules and 115 crazy bastards did a Spartan race. Nice. September will be 2 years.
Too much.
I still can't forget about it. Somebody asked me the other day, when's the next one? I said never.
My son for Christmas wanted a year's subscription to all.
He's crazy. I'm on Facebook friends with Mike.
Yeah, you see this stupid.
Yeah,
why would you want that?
If he loves doing it, it's better than many other vices. Yeah. You know, he's in great shape.
Right.
I was supposed to have April Lorraine Stone Fisher on my show today, and instead,
yes,
I got the second string.
Wow.
I got Sean Fisher from Black Bag Resources. Say hello, Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Nice.
Now, let me tell you a story. If you look at any of our Gun for Hire marketing materials, especially around Labor Day, we have Rosie DeRiveter. That's his wife.
Oh, wow.
She was the model for it.
That's my hot wife.
She models extremely well.
Wow.
I'm Facebook friends with her, and she's done like some reenactment stuff, like from like World War II stuff,
right.
You know, period correct. And I saw her, and I was like, holy shit, she'd make a perfect Rosie DeRiveter. And then I see a picture of her modeling as Rosie DeRiveter.
Wow.
So I was like, get her.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got her up here. She came up. She took photo shoots. With Sandy Muldoon took the photos
correct.
From Saw Group. And Matt has them in his repertoire, our art director, and we rotate them through once in a while, which I think is really cool because your wife definitely hit Rosie DeRiveter spot on. I mean, looks totally from
she's
the 40s
girl.
And the whole
well,
thing. Yes.
What was funny that day was one of your ROs walked by and was like, hey, you're the girl from the bathroom.
So Sean owns Black Bag Resources. Sean and April came to our Belleville facility in 2006 for their SORA licenses.
Many moons ago.
Yeah, so it's about 10 or 11 years that they've been in the fold. And Sean is a huge volunteer with his a brother from another mother, Tony Simon, with the diversity shoot, So they're here all the time doing their thing and volunteering. And I guess April couldn't make it because she's babysitting Junior.
Right, little Sean, who's not so little.
Okay, not so little anymore. Okay. So, because the inside joke, I read a Facebook post about a month ago that they were all having dinner or something one night, and they realized everybody at the table had been on Gun for Hire Radio except Sean.
Well, it was two parts.
It was
after the diversity shoot, and
go
it
ahead.
Was myself, Tony,
Dan Ingram from Concealment
Dan
Furniture.
Dan Ingram from NJ Concealment Furniture. You had Rosie from CNJFO and Rhiannon Tang.
Rhiannon's been on a couple of times.
Rhiannon's been on, right.
Yeah.
So that was the joke, was Rhiannon was the only one at the table who didn't have a logo, and I was the only one who hadn't been on the show. So the next morning, I got her a logo.
Oh, and now you're on the show.
Right, and now yous can't leave.
Now yous can't leave. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to talk about your business and everything you offer, and we're also going to apply it to a little bit of our learning segment. But you fled New Jersey. You live over the border, right?
Correct. I'm one of those cowards that escaped and turned Pennsylvania into a red state for the first time in 30 years.
But you're welcome. But you still fight for New Jersey.
You. Absolutely.
You know, which is nice. You didn't forget about us.
No, I secured an escape route. I didn't give up the cause.
Good. So what is your company? Tell everybody real quick. We might as well, while we're interrogating them in you now, go ahead, hit me.
Black Bag Resources started in 2011 because I felt there was a gap in the tactical gear market as it related to customer service. Dealing with some of the stuff, I got frustrated with local people that were just really pushing product and selling things. And my attitude is, if you sell shoddy gear to someone who uses that, to defend their life or defend their nation and they get killed, it's hard to get repeat business out of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's hard to get repeat business from a cadaver.
Yeah, let's take a little bit better care of the people we serve, and that's kind of been my focus. I've got my hands in a lot of things. I'm a bit of an octopus. So there's training, there's services, there's consulting, there's all kinds of stuff that goes on.
You do a lot of training with Tony as well.
Correct.
You guys do a lot of stuff, especially down in Fort Dix, correct?
Yeah, Tony and I have been friends for almost 20 years at this point. We met when I was working private security, and he was
you
a
knew
locksmith.
Him when he was black?
He knew me when I was white.
Okay. I love busting Tony's chops. Anyway, go ahead.
He's texting me now saying, talk about me more.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a ham. What a ham. No, but you guys do a lot, and we appreciate your volunteerism, and we know what it's like. You know, Jules is sitting next to you. He's forever text messaging me. Are you going to be in tonight? Yeah, why? I'm bringing six new people that never shot before. I want them to meet you, and I'm turning them on.
And
then a
safe.
Week later, he's like, are you in? Yes. Why? Because I'm bringing three new people in, you know? How many people, Jules, would you say you've introduced to this facility? It's going to be we're open 4 years now, by the way. How many people would you say?
It's not the number that I think is important, to be honest with you. I mean, if you remember, I had two octogenarians in a group of eight one day.
Yep.
Wow.
I had a family come up from the shore, mother, father, son, a high school kid, college girl, daughter, who knew nothing about it. So I'm looking more. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm looking more to get those people who know nothing about guns.
Yeah,
but you've brought a lot of people in.
And
every size, shape, and color, too. So
you're a good force multiplier in the 2A fight.
And well, so are you. And that's why you're on the show today.
And we love the Second Amendment.
There's other shit that you could be doing the Knights of the Diversity Shoot than lugging up all of your gear and letting people shoot your guns that have to be cleaned by you and going through the whole process. We all have other things that we could probably be doing called life, but instead we choose to be the representatives or the ambassadors of our sport, which is why you guys are in the studio today.
Let me give you some romantic advice, too, for the listeners. Get yourself a Midwest girl because they know how to clean guns.
Nice.
Yeah.
I never thought.
Is she Midwestern, April?
Yes, from Kansas originally.
I didn't know that.
She must love New Jersey. Well, she's in PA then.
Right.
Wish I was in PA.
Let's go.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by LibertyOfficeSuite.com. LibertyOffice.com, excuse me. LibertyOffice.com is owned by Ron Sousa. It has two locations, one on New Road in Parsippany and the other one on Changebridge Road in Montville. He has a meeting room for up to 70 people, private offices and suites. And you can host events there. You can meet clients there for as little as under $60 a month. You can have a professional environment and not like look like a big loser working out of your windowless van that says free candy on the side.
Oh, there's
so
a picture for
check
you.
Check out LibertyOfficeSuites.com. I've grown much smarter in my old age. I ain't getting in a van till I see the candy.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, Anthony, I've got Fool a puppy in once. The truck, but he's scared of pants, so you'll have to take those off before you can pet him.
See?
Funny you should mention candy.
Go ahead.
And this proves that I not only sit on this side of the mic, but I do listen to this show faithfully.
You poor bastard.
You brought Sandy a gift?
I brought three gifts. I thought Carlos was going to be sitting next to me.
We pushed him out.
Yeah, I see that.
You brought me a gift?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my God. And I'm actually going to get it.
How do you look? I never knew how to spell strychnine. Now I know.
Nice. Well, look at this. What do we got?
And this is proof that I listen to this
You're
show, every one of them.
Oh my God.
This is the best.
A chunky.
And a chunky.
And homemade marshmallow.
Homemade marshmallow.
I didn't know they still made
Jules
chunky.
Jules' marshmallow.
We talked about it on the show last week.
Yeah, now now we know that they
Sean,
do. You're
he
the
makes
best.
These from scratch. These are homemade marshmallows.
Those are going back to Free America with me. I know a 2-year-old boy who's going to go nuts.
Try one of mine.
Well,
any good? Any good?
I hope it's in your mustard.
Well, these are excellent.
Doesn't taste like crap.
Those are magical.
You can talk about...
They don't suck, Jules.
Thank you very much.
A chunky is only 350 calories. It's actually not bad.
No, when you think about it.
Just 2 hours on the treadmill is half of it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, how many 250? So you can eat 8 a day.
350.
You can eat 7 a day.
Yeah,
if that's all you eat, you're all right.
Chunkies and black coffee.
Chunkies and black coffee.
Oh, I'd like to make one comment
on
your introduction to me.
Go ahead.
You better be careful.
It was too short.
You know what we do to people.
Yes.
So go right ahead.
And that's why I'm here.
All right.
You used a very fancy P word, perennial.
Yes.
And the only fancy P word I've ever heard to describe me before was pariah. So I'm welcoming the new perennial word.
Perennial pariah.
With alliteration, too. He's a poet.
You're definitely on the show because you're a pariah. Sean is on the show because of all the two-way backbreaking work that he does. He's also on the show because he's probably... this is a real high honor. He's probably second to me in irreverence.
Wow.
Okay.
It's funny because I was thinking about that on the way over here. Like, what's my intro going to be? And I guaranteed the word irreverent was going to come up.
Okay. He's probably only reason he's second to me is because I got over 20 years on him. I'm 56 years old. Close, right? I was close. Just go with it. So, I've had more time to fine tune my irreverence. But you read his post and social media stuff, you'll fully understand it.
Well, that commentary only puffs me up even more because I think pariah trumps irreverent.
I think so too.
I do too. Absolutely. Yes.
And you should wear that badge proudly.
And I do.
So, how old is little Sean?
He just turned 2 in November, so he's almost 2.5.
So he's 2.5 years old. So listen to this article. Stick gun gets 5-year-old suspended from North Carolina school. Now, Sandy's been saying for 6 years, what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
Yep.
Who would have thought that this could happen in North Carolina?
Right.
If it could happen in North Carolina, it could happen in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
There's no way it could happen in New Jersey, right? Oh, yeah, right. But
no,
listen
it'd be the
to
death
this.
Penalty.
Caitlin Middle and several of her classmates were playing make-believe last week. Caitlin, female. One of her friends was pretending to be a queen and another was pretending to be a princess. Caitlin was their protector. And in order to protect the royal, she armed herself with a stick that resembled a gun. Within a matter of minutes, the five-year-old was snatched up by the teacher and sent to the principal's office, accused of a heinous offense. She was promptly suspended for one day for turning a stick into a gun and threatening to shoot and kill other students. Okay?
Look, if she could turn a stick into a gun.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I
well,
want
literally
this
transubstantiation. Right?
For all our Jewish friends out there, you wouldn't get that.
No.
They were at Canaan, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah, they were at Canaan, yeah.
Is this horrible? I mean, this is North Carolina. She was, it's a girl, too.
Well, yeah. Right. So, right. We're fighting evolution here, right? Because I don't know a kid who hasn't picked up an L-shaped stick.
Oh, come on,
and
it's kids. That's all we did.
Pew, 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 right? Like, I had a whole set of guns.
Of
that
course.
That were cool sticks. Right?
That's right.
I had, like,
yes.
I had my long range stick. I had my short range stick. I had my concealment stick. I had my high caliber stick. I had my sniper stick.
All right, right? Now there's probably medication for you, but that's besides
it's just,
the point.
It's insane. It really is. And the snowflakes out there and the crying liberals out there and the progressives, they're freaking out.
Look at what
social
happens here.
Whiners.
What happens when real
social
guns.
Social justice whiners.
Yes, it's very true.
Patty says emotional hemophiliacs. Okay, that's emotional hemophilia.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Sam.
Well, what happens when somebody with a real gun shows up? I mean, I don't understand what this child now is going to be scarred because she is a, like Jules, a pariah. She's become a social pariah because she mimicked a gun with a stick.
Which
and
she's
seen is suspended.
Movies and television,
all
which
time.
Is perpetuated
right.
safe gun handling by liberals who are anti-gun, but make
right.
their hundreds of millions of dollars
right.
off of that. Good,
well, here's the other part of this. We're completely ignoring basic childhood development, that she can't, at five, fully grasp how terrible a firearm is and
right.
how dangerous this thing really is at five.
Right.
And it's her teachers that are supposed to be fostering that healthy childhood development who don't have an intellectual conversation with her on a level she can understand, and instead want to throw her out of school.
Yep.
Right.
So where's the learning curve there?
There is none. There's no tolerance now.
Right.
It's our way or no way.
Well, that's what it is.
And these liberals, they want to welcome unfettered, unchecked immigrants into the country, and we want to have one world with open borders. I would love to see how it's going to work out with them. They're going to be turned into everybody's bitch.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Ugh. You're here tonight for that?
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. Carlos was on the show last week. You heard him talk about all the custom work he does. He's on Route 10 in East Hanover, right across the street from the Best Buy. You'll see the orange sign says Checks Cash, and you'll see a black sign above it that says County Line Firearms NJ. Support those who support us, please. So on the side, during the break, we're talking a little bit how we're appalled by how we're becoming this snowflake nation and how illegals have more rights to us. I mean, Sean and Jules, what do you guys feel? Do you feel like it's going to get to a point where there's going to be extreme backlash? Where we're, you can only push us up against the wall so far, the worker bees paying taxes, before we're going to recoil, you know?
I don't know. I think our side has too much to lose, and that's why you don't see when things don't go our way. There's never been a march on Trenton where everybody brought out their AR-15s with 30-round magazines and collapsible stocks and said, we're going to just throw law out the window. We're going to do what we want because we have too much to lose. We're all upstanding citizens. We have jobs. We have families. And the consequences of that behavior is too severe for us to take it on. So in one aspect, I question who believes their stuff more. Because the other side has no problem setting police cars on fire and rioting in the streets
because
and all that stuff.
We're
much more hesitant to do it.
What you're saying is if you have no job and you live in your mom's basement, you can go out and burn cars because what are the ramifications?
You've got nothing to lose.
There's no consequence.
Your mom won't make you your favorite Jell-O ram pudding, the butterscotch.
Especially if that
nights.
Is your job, if somebody's paying you to get on the bus and giving you a free box lunch and a little sign to carry.
Yeah, you can leave McDonald's and go work for Burger King for minimum wage. You don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
If you even work at all.
Right. And if you get thrown back in jail.
Yeah.
What's
they
the
were
big issue?
The anti-fascist Antifa had their black stuff on 2 weeks ago, and they interrupted a Trump rally, and they prevented the Trump rally from marching in Philly. And that's where I stole the line last week's show, by the way. Somebody had a Make America Great Again hat on, and they asked him if he was worried if the Antifa people were going to get violent. And he says, what? Worry? He goes, it's just a bunch of women and effeminate men. I'm not worried about that.
Right.
And I was like,
The problem is, it's a bunch of men who identify as women and women who identify as whatever they want that don't follow the same social norms that we do. We can't put ourselves into... You can't reason your way into an unreasonable position. So they don't play by the same rules we do. And that's what makes them dangerous, right? Regardless of size
Correct.
Or affiliation or anything else, it still needs to be treated as a viable threat to your safety.
What really offends me about this old gender thing and gender identification and bathroom thing is we're catering to one out of, I don't know, 100,000.
Right.
But what about the other, 999,000? All right, I'm going to get clobbered, but normal gender people.
The hell is you hating?
More mainstream,
What a hater.
That's too big a word for me.
Okay.
Cisgendered.
But anyway, but what about the feelings of those people when they go into the when an 11-year-old girl goes into a girl's room
and is a 6 foot tall burly man in there
with his schwanz hanging out?
Right.
I mean, her feelings
schwanz?
Don't matter.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I said it
have you ever been in a ladies' room?
What?
Have you ever been in a ladies' room?
No.
It's a very different experience in there.
Ladies' room, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything's closed. There's like doors on the stalls. There's a lot less graffiti. Yeah, it's a strange
thing. I have been at events where women have come into the men's room.
Right? And no concern whatsoever.
No concern, yeah.
Yeah. First time you wander into a ladies' room, oh boy, is there screaming.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal just did a thing 3 quarters ago, so 9 months ago. Target launched. They took the Target logo and made it half rainbow flag, half Target logo, and they said they were the first mass retailer where you can go into whichever bathroom you feel comfortable with. The CEO did not approve the campaign. The marketing people did it, and the head marketing guy is LGBTQ person. He's since been fired because for the past 3 quarters, they went from 2-3% a month growth, growth, to losses now because they forgot that a lot of their business comes from places where 99% of the people identify with the sex that they were born with.
Right.
And they're like,
and
you
don't
know what?
Want to go into a dressing room where there are people from a different sex or a bathroom.
Well, you know what? I got to give that guy a lot of credit for standing up for his belief.
Yeah.
And I'm happier that they fired his ass.
Right.
So,
right, exactly.
But it cuts both ways, yeah.
They still haven't recovered from it because they really underestimated all the people that they were going to piss off.
Well,
so
they think they're all of a sudden the majority. I mean, if you live like we talk about with the Overton window, right? You move it so far to the one side, they live in a bubble. I have friends and work with people who live in D.C. and they're amazed that we're not all that we're the idiots. See,
well, I read a thing by Victor Davis Hanson, NPR, where they look down upon us.
Absolutely,
the worker bees. But remember something: you can't eat an app.
Right,
right, right.
Okay,
right.
You can't eat an app, and you're making money off of money. But somebody has to grow shit. People have to drive trucks. Right. People have to bring stuff in. As much as it's loathsome and they detest it, law enforcement is actually needed. Okay,
yes.
But they don't think it is, right?
Flyover America votes, too.
Yes, and Flyover America, and which I still say, I spoke on last week's show, I'm going to go on record saying this, I went on last week's show saying it, that I think 2018 is going to be another disruption. I do not think the Democrats are going to pick up majority of seats in the House, Senate, or governorships. I think that the Trump train is going to continue going. I don't want to call it really the Trump train. I think it's the middle American train. Go ahead, Sean. What's your opinion on
it? The only thing that can screw it up are the Republicans.
They'll do a good job at that.
Right. Yeah. We've been very good at snatching defeat from the claws of victory in the past.
All the time. Yeah.
And we've, for 8 years, said, try it our way. Our way is better. All we need is the presidency. All we need is the House. All we need is Congress. Well, now you've got it all.
And if you don't get it done, you will
destroy the party for the next 1,000 years.
You know, you've got progressivism in both sides. And you've got very, very progressive Republicans who have run Washington for very long. These people are making fortunes. And they are the, as Anthony calls them, the glitterati. These are the people who, you know, the potentates of our day who are making absolute fortunes breaking the same laws that they enforce on us.
And that's why we need term limits.
Absolutely.
For every federal
Ted Cruz
office.
Introduced the legislation. Ted Cruz introduced it. The problem is there's 535 elected officials in Washington, D.C., and for every one of them, there's 26 lobbyists.
Yep. Right.
Right.
Yep.
Okay,
right.
So who do they really work for?
Right.
They don't work for us.
Right. And that comes to the point of the U.S. Senate. Now being elected by a popular vote instead of being
appointed
by the state legislatures as the Constitution.
Yep.
Thank you,
Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, another.
Yeah, correct.
So we're in a tough situation. I've been saying that Trump's biggest problem is going to be the Republican majority and the old school Republicans.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for 6 months now, and look what's happening with the Freedom Caucus. These guys can't get together and decide on anything. And you're right, Sean. They're going to let victory or defeat slip through the grasp of victory in no time because they're jackasses. But they're still going to get paid. They're still going to have their own health care. They're still going to have their own pension systems, and they're all laughing all the way to the bank.
Well, here's my problem with President Trump. He's sidled up to Reince Priebus. First of all, how do you even say hello to anybody named Reince Priebus?
Sup, Reince?
He's from New Jersey, you know.
And Paul Ryan. These are two guys.
That answers a lot.
These are two guys that bashed the crap out of him when he wanted to become president.
Yep.
And the only people that stood up for Trump were who? the conservatives.
Right.
And so what's happened now?
And then he gets out and he shits all over the conservatives.
Exactly.
Right.
This is the problem I have with him. This is the problem I had with him going into the election. You don't know what he is. I still don't.
It's strange times. And what made me laugh was watching Democrats lose their minds over Trump getting the nomination and how terrible he is, as if they forgot he wasn't just a Democrat. He wasn't just a liberal Democrat. He was a New York liberal Democrat for 30
who
years.
Who funded Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Right. They should have been happier than anybody to get him in.
And I have this discussion with all of my liberal Democrat friends. I said, this is a guy you should be sidling up to.
Absolutely.
Because he will do child care for everyone, health care for everyone. These
longer
are all huge.
Leaves.
These are huge, progressive, big government things. $1 trillion spending.
It's going to be more now.
Of course.
Listen. So if anybody should celebrate the commander in Cheeto, it should be Democrats.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Listen, I've been saying it. I said this about 8 or 9 shows. Like he has that Cheeto color. I've been saying it 8 or 9 weeks now that the more the liberals and progressives attack Trump, the further to the right they push him.
Yeah.
Well, I think
because
that's
what you're doing, because he's a businessman.
Which is good.
Life.
This is fine.
Yeah, and he, like, you know, we don't like the way he doubles down. Like he says, he's a counterpuncher.
Which comes back around to us, too. And I think that's always the goal of the Second Amendment community, is to not alienate people and bring them in.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
We don't care.
Right.
We're not pushing you further left. We just want you under our umbrella and working in our community.
We know, though, the best way to convert a moderate or a liberal to convert them to our side is just have them go through the firearms process.
Right. Yeah.
And
just once.
Because they remember Obama a few years ago. We shouldn't be able to just order a gun on your laptop and have it delivered to your house.
It's easier to get a gun than it is a laptop for
these
kids.
That's what he said. Right. Easier to get a gun than a laptop.
I wish.
So what happens is when you, like Joe Caruso, who a year ago got into it, when Joe first got into it, he started questioning me about firearms ID card and everything, and I gave him the information, and he came back to me. He's like, oh, my God, I feel like a criminal. You know, you feel like a criminal because background check, fingerprints. You're like, wait a minute.
Right.
I saw Channel 2 News. They say you just can walk into a corner store and buy gum, you know, and a MAC-10 and 5,000 rounds of ammo. Yeah.
No, you need a background check for your background check.
Huh.
Welcome to Jersey.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com is also on Route 10 East in Whippany in the Pine Plaza Mall under my favorite place. I ate at the original Pancake House last week, by the way.
You suck.
I had huevos rancheros and a short stack of barley pancake. Not barley, wheat.
Whole grain?
Not wheat germ. I don't know. I don't remember. But
you didn't get one of them Dutch babies?
I got to eat healthy, bro. And I asked for real maple syrup, which is a dollar extra, like I care.
Yeah. I mean, it's real maple syrup, not corn syrup with color in it.
Yes. They call that table syrup.
Oh, is that what? Yeah.
It's supposed to taste
better
like
at
a table. It tastes like a table. You want blueberry flavor or table flavor?
Yeah. Table.
Gunsitters.com is downstairs from those from my eye doctor, the eye place, and the original Pancake House. Their military division is called Weapons Guard. Check out Gunsitters.com. You should be carrying their card in your wallet. You should have them on speed dial, just like you should Evan Knappen. If you ever get in trouble or you have trouble brewing in your life, personally, divorce, child getting in trouble or whatever, they're good to have around to store your guns to prevent the prosecutor's office from seizing them. The other thing is, if you're moving, buying a new house, going on vacation for an extended period of time, you can leave your stuff with them. Have it cleaned if you want while you're there, or just lock it in a locker and forget about it. So check out gunsitters.com. Please support those who support us.
And by the way, Original Pancake House and Anthony's Eye Doctor, $1,000. You can just send the check for the commercial.
Please. Just mention, when you go see either one, just mention you heard about it from Gun for Hire, and I'll get another pair of glasses for free. Okay? And I'll get a Dutch baby. I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're welcome.
That.
And by the way, the Original Pancake House has two other locations.
Yes,
one
they
in
do.
West Caldwell.
Hey, y'all. What are you, on the franchise?
My son played
I don't
high school
care.
Football with the,
what?
With the son
commercial
of the
owner. Time is not free on this station. No. Stop.
Oh, it was buckwheat pancakes.
Buckwheat. Great.
Phenomenal.
Keep going. There we go.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Wonderful.
They were Ote.
Anybody want to mention McDonald's?
The bacon is incredible.
It is. It's not real cheap, thin stuff.
No, it's that real thick
stuff. They do it real.
No, they do it.
Yeah. The reason I don't go to those other places, the IHOPs anymore, is because the entire place is sticky. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
The menus are sticky. The salt shaker, the sugar, everything.
Yeah.
It sounds like the place is made out of Velcro.
Right.
And for those of you guys out in Chicago, this is the Original Pancake House is almost identical, surprisingly, to Walker Brothers in Evanston.
Oh, you never took me there. You never take me anywhere.
No, yeah.
Did Walker Brothers pay for their commercial, Sandy?
They're going to now.
There you go.
He's
going to
get free
next
pancakes.
Next week, yes, that's right. I'll get free pancakes at least.
So for you people that don't know, we have a Jewish liberal mayor who was also a Marine, whose grandparents were Holocaust survivors, and his name is Mayor Stephen Fulop. And he was going to run for governor and win, and Steve Sweeney was going to run for governor and win. They both so thought. And then what's his name stepped in?
Billionaire
Murphy. And Murphy says, I got so much money and so many hooks, bitches. I'm going to buy the next governorship like Corzine did. So these two guys bowed out. Now, Fulop is vehemently anti-gun, even though his family are Holocaust survivors and he was a Marine, because he's playing and pandering to his party. A few years ago, he came out with some really crappy remarks about gun ownership in New Jersey, and Scott Bach attacked him. And Mayor Fulop publicly on TV and in a print interview accused Scott Bach of being anti-Semitic. And then Scott Bach sent him a message back and says,
by the way,
I'm Jewish and I have family who were Holocaust survivors too. So that really backfired on Fulop. But now Fulop is on our side with something. You know, New Jersey passed bail reform about 4 months ago. Basically, Sean committed triple murder and they'll waive your right to bail because our prisons are overcrowded, you know, and you weren't really that violent and you said you won't do it again.
Well, there's a scale. He didn't, you know, he didn't fit that high on the scale.
Correct.
He only scored a number 7, and number 8 we incarcerate. You know.
So, Jules, you read a little bit about this. As a retired law enforcement, what do you think about this bail reform? They're letting people out with committing violent and heinous crimes.
Well, I'm looking at a quote here, and it's talking about they let a guy out. He had an illegal gun, and due to this new bail reform in Trenton, possession of illegal guns has been classified as a nonviolent crime.
Only possession of legal guns is still a crime.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we know people go to jail when they have a legally possessed gun, just not legally possessed.
All right, so
in New Jersey,
when we stop the show,
in the world.
When the show is done, we're all going to hop into Anthony's car, drive into downtown Patterson, and pick up some, you know, $50 Gats. And we'll carry those around because if we get stopped.
Oh, can I spend more than $50? Because I really got my eye on that oo-wop.
All right, you could if you want.
Thanks.
I've got a legally possessed.
You have to keep
Glock on my hip.
Well,
do I go to jail?
Yeah, you.
But you know, I know a kid who went to jail for having Anthony knows about this. We talked about this a couple of years ago. He went to jail for possessing a BB gun.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was in the trunk of his car.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Now, you know, it's a 3-year thing.
He was a local kid.
He was, yes. He's a great kid. He's out. He has a great job now. He comes to the house. He's a great kid.
But he's a felon
He's a felon. He went to jail. He was getting out. He was in a halfway house after a year. He was going to get out early. He's in a halfway house, and they can't catch him with a cell phone. So he gets another year.
For possession of a cell phone?
So here's a kid that went to jail for 2 years because he had a BB gun and a cell phone at the halfway house. And they're going to let these bastards out of jail with illegal guns because it's a nonviolent crime. Correct. Well, what the hell was he going to do with that illegal possessed gun?
If this wasn't so tragic,
gun?
It would be just absolute
And the fact
hilarity.
That most other states don't even consider a BB gun a firearm.
No, I mean, you can
most see. Other states. Right. Almost, I think 48.
The free state.
Yeah.
You know, so... They did this because of prison overcrowding, but so possession of a firearm is not a violent crime. All right, it's not a violent because I didn't hit anybody with it, but shouldn't this is a guy that made a choice to carry a gun illegally.
What was
He's
intent?
Already a criminal.
An illegal,
there you
yes,
go.
What was the intent? What was the intent?
You mean like the guy they found drunk that time with the gun in his waistband and he said he didn't know how it got there?
Right.
They acquitted him. They,
yes, because he didn't know.
He was
drunk
unconscious
on the
lawn of a party
time.
With a gun in his waistband.
I got a friend who's a cop down in Maryland, and my favorite stories are the ones where she tells me how people explain what they're in possession of. And the best one, Officer Tapp, you don't understand, those aren't my drugs. This ain't even my bra. That's the best line of
That's not even my bra.
This not even my bra.
Well, we want to talk about Fulop, and you guys know I grew up in Jersey City, and of course it was a long time ago. I was a teenager during those late 60 riots, and we had a mayor by the name of Tom Whelan, just to give you a little different idea of the mayors that we had. And when the riots were going on in Newark, Mayor Whelan, who was actually a friend of my father's, he told his police, here's the way we handle these situations. You meet force with superior force.
Yep.
But I guess they didn't get that message in Baltimore.
No. Right. They did not get that in Baltimore.
Or those three guys that broke into the house in Oklahoma, right?
Correct.
They got the message.
So the bail reform came in. So if you're a law-abiding criminal, like Evan Knappen says, and you have a gun in your car and you go to the mall and your car is robbed, you're looking at 3 to 5 years in prison. But John Doe walking in Jersey City with the gun in his waistband gets no bail. And then he's going to have other charges like possession of a controlled dangerous substance. So he's going to plea the gun charge down. So here's Fulop, a liberal progressive who's trying to ban guns altogether, trying to make his city safer that way. And he has to live with this crap being pushed down his throat by the Democratic legislators that are his buddies.
So maybe he'll realize they've got their heads up their ass.
From your mouth to God's ears.
It's awesome.
From your mouth to God's ears.
When do we change the statue? Lady Justice now has a blindfold, a sword, scales, and a revolving door, right?
Yes. Correct. Yes. Okay. Correct. Mm-hmm. So,
it was revolving.
It's you know,
right out the other side. Yeah.
Joe said it last show. I feel the same way. I feel like we're backwards and upside down. You know, New Jersey did the same thing. They directed they're passing legislation where they're going to ban ICE agents from bus stops, parks, schools, courthouses. They're banning.
Who's going to ban?
The New Jersey's passing legislation where Newark. ICE there's going to have no
Newark.
Go zones.
You can't have a ICE agent in a court.
The ICE agents aren't allowed in the court.
Not in the court, not even outside, and not at any bus stops.
No bus stops or anything.
Can we do the math on this for a second?
Go ahead.
So we're banning federal law enforcement.
By me, it's bus stops.
We're welcoming
illegals.
We're letting criminals loose, and we're putting as many restrictions as we can on firearms, and yet nobody sees that as a recipe for disaster for the common citizen.
No.
Exactly.
No, you see, you're a racist.
Wait. So
you should see the look on his face
right now. Cue confused face.
So illegal immigration or enforcement of it is up
He's
to
been
the
stewing
states.
Over this shit now
the
for
The states determine how illegal immigration can be enforced
a city
by
now,
the federal
apparently.
Government,
yeah.
Except, of course, unless your state happens to be Arizona. Then you can't enforce your own immigration
right.
laws.
Right.
It's
states' rights until we don't like states' rights.
Yeah, it's exactly
and
right.
And your question before is like, do we think this could turn around and maybe this America will become free again?
No.
I don't know. Here's what I tell my kids, don't have kids.
Hmm. Yeah.
Have a good job, live a good life, because by the time you get to where I am now, I don't know if you're going to want to be here anymore.
I disagree, and I used to say the same thing, like contemplating bringing children into this world may be an act of cruelty, and I had a friend turn to me and say, absolutely not. You need to reproduce so the shittums don't take over the world. You have to raise the army to stand against that. Hence, Little Sean.
Yeah, but you got to outnumber everybody else.
Right, that's
you
got to
have
12
kids.
Well,
right.
You better explain to April.
Until,
yeah, listen.
April,
I see
you hear that
wall,
April? I'm sorry.
I'm Irish,
convinced.
So when she wants a little
exactly
something,
right.
She gets a very little something.
I want to see the wall.
I want to see the wall. I want to touch the wall.
They're already back in
it. I'll donate to the wall.
I want my name on the wall. That's right. We can start a thing. We'll pay for the wall.
I will.
I bet we can get this audience to kick in, put their name on a wall, and we'll pay
Go
for that.
Go fund me,
thing.
Page.
We don't need Mexico to pay
Call
for
Tony
it.
Parisi.
You heard it here. Coming back.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator. This year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Jules is on a roll.
We all are. Well, what message? You have criminals. They're gangbangers that hang out together. Yeah. One of your buddies gets picked up for carrying a gun illegally.
An
unregistered illegal gun.
Yep.
And he's out that afternoon.
And he gets out.
So now, what is the message you send to the other criminals
right.
that are hanging out
Ooh,
together?
Gee, I don't know.
This shit's really? What are you doing out, Jules? Well, they told me... Don't do it again.
Right. It's no big deal. And the other trade-off is that's why the gangs recruit underage kids, because they know
right.
if you're under
right.
18, you're going to get a softer sentence. So they
exactly.
use them as mules and everything else.
Right.
Our criminal justice system is designing better criminals.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And criminals aren't stupid. They're just lazy. We've been through this a bajillion
right.
times.
Right.
I don't think
right.
they're even lazy. Some of them are very enterprising and go to great lengths to run their operations
the
outside of the normal
Correct. The
means.
Analogy I mean is lazy because they don't want to do what we do
it's
every day. Get
smart,
up, get
man.
Their asses up and get a job and go to work. You know what I mean? I think that it's easier. We could sleep till 3 in the afternoon in our mom's basement and figure out ways to commit
But then you're working the
crimes.
Night shift, and that ain't easy either.
Yeah, that's just
right?
true.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
So the message we sent to the criminals is do whatever you want. It's mm-hmm. open
yeah.
season. It
right.
doesn't really matter what you want to do. And it just we're backwards. We're really, really at this point where we're backwards now. So preparation is key, and the learning segment, I'm going to start a little bit early because we got Jules. Jules has kids in the house, older kids, adult kids. Sean's got little Sean at 2. And April, she's a stay-home mom?
Correct.
God bless her. I'd rather work 2 full-time jobs. God bless.
Yeah, I come home and she's like, I didn't get much done today. And I went, hold on, check that, because you did plenty, believe me. She's constantly hustling.
You know, but they say us white guys, you know, we're racist and we're sexist.
What do you mean we, paleface?
Yeah, we don't, we don't appreciate the woman folk. You know, we pay them less, and, we don't appreciate it. But, man, I would not want to be a stay-home mom.
She gets no days off. She gets no sick time. She gets no vacation days, right? Like, she's hardcore.
So, you know, you talk general about Black Bag, but tell us a little bit about Black Bag. What products, services do you offer? Because inquiring minds want to know.
I'm kind of an octopus. Before I started the business, I was the go-to guy. The Italians have a saying, don't worry about it, I know a guy. Usually it's somebody like me they're talking about. Right, I want to be your guy. So whether it's finding you a surplus military vehicle or parts for your AR-15 or optics, tools, survival equipment, long-term storage food, a backpack, high-speed daddy tactical diaper bag, like whatever
daddy
it is, I literally want to get my hands in it. So I try to be an octopus. Services, I'll do in-home consulting on home security. I worked in security as my first grown-up career. Did executive protection, all kinds of stuff. So I look at things from that perspective, whether it's a defensive plan for a home intrusion or it's a long-term storage plan to build a deep larder for your food supply and things like that. Preparation goes a long way. So I've got my hands on all kinds of things. Still, every once in a while, I'll get a phone call from a referral that says, hey, I've got a troubled teen who needs to go to a program in West Timbuktu. Do you do secure transports? The answer is always yes. Like, whatever the question is, I say yes, and we make it work.
Now, you go to a lot of shows. You're at, the Oaks Gun Show and everything. You're hanging out with Dan Ingram.
Dan Ingram kind of kicked me in the butt. I wasn't crazy about the gun show idea, and he was like, well, why don't you just come to one? I got a couple extra tables. Come to one. And when I left with a pocket full of cash, I was like, maybe I should do gun shows. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That Oaks show is a very good show.
It's a very nice show. It's a big one. This last one, they said they had, 100,000 people come through.
That's one of my favorite. Actually, too, the one in Harrisburg, too.
Yeah,
you never been to Oaks?
No.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
In a month and a half, I'll be able to go again.
That's right. The last one we went to was...
Once you're no longer disreputable?
Correct. Right. I'll never be disreputable.
Didn't we go to Harrisburg? That was 100 years ago.
Yeah, we went to Harrisburg one time.
Yeah, that was
good. Just don't like that it smells like mothballs
and horse manure.
Horse manure and...
You meet some interesting characters at the gun show. Yeah, yeah. Conspiracy theorists who can't wait to have a conversation with you.
You think?
They're cool. They're cool. Those are my people.
Yeah, those are your peeps. Hey, that's right. Absolutely.
It is
world's
what it is.
Ending tomorrow. You need the bigger bag is what you
absolutely.
Need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So listen to this story. I don't know if I'll finish it this segment, but we're going to continue on the learning, and I want all of you guys to chime in. So this is from Rich Irwin, and he wrote, hey, Anthony, crazy story and a wake-up call from my family. He wrote, the neighbors on both sides of the houses of my house are having work done. Today, my teenage daughter gets home from school and leaves the front door unlocked. Minutes later, a contractor from next door opens the door and walks right into my house. What does my family do? A, grab house or cell phone and call the police. B, grab one of the lipstick bodyguards. C, wife run to one of the safes to grab a gun. Well, the answer is none of the above. The teenager is paralyzed in fear, and my wife is more concerned about the dog getting out than the strange man who just walked in.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's funny to us, but if you're thrown into a situation that you're totally out of your element and completely unfamiliar with,
you freeze.
That OODA loop shuts down. It's fight, flight, or freeze at this point.
Right.
So, yeah, it's brain fart time. We had one over the summer. Last summer,
and share with us.
Okay.
Okay. I want to share. I want to finish Rich's, and then I definitely want you to share. The man claims he was confused at which house he was walking into. Luckily, no one was hurt, including him. I tried to have a serious talk with my family about preparedness, but not sure anything sunk in. What really frightened my wife was when I asked her what she said she would do if there was harm to her or if he kicked and hurt the dog, who was overly friendly and runs up to everybody. Would she be concerned for the dog to protect herself or the kids? Tough for her to answer that question. We all need to take gun for hire classes. And then he wrote, he goes, I'm really surprised and disappointed of how the family reacted in real life, especially since I frequently bring up break-in scenarios and ask how they would handle it. To be honest, I never thought about the dog being a liability, always viewed her as an asset that would warn me if a stranger came in. Also, I've had work done on my house before and get the subcontractors don't always knock and wait at the door. If the GC has an appointment, then they could be waiting outside for a while, so they just walk in. He goes, so, you know, anybody could gain entry to my house and my family, you know, frozen. He's like, I need to take more classes and teach them. And Sean just said, you know, your fight or flight reflexes kick in. And most people, you know, Sandy talks about normalcy bias and stuff. Mm-hmm. And most of the time when you're being a victim of a crime, it feels like it's an out-of-body experience. Like it's a, you're like you're viewing something and you're really not in it.
You're confused and you're trying to process it.
Correct. Yeah. We're done?
Getting there.
This is the end?
This is the end.
We're going to have you back on, and you know, I want to share your story with April. Okay?
I'll give you the short version.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Give me Black Bag Resources. Give me your info, how to contact
BlackBagResources.com.
And social media.
Facebook.com/BlackBagResources, Black Bag Resources on Instagram, and I hate Twitter, but you can find us on there, too.
Okay, I love Twitter. guys, we have a ton of classes. Again, remember, April 20th is the terrorist awareness class. We have low light, no light class, multi-state CCW. April 29th, we have protective pen class.
Great
holster
class.
Draw, May 30th. And all of our urban classes are in full rotation. Again, remember the poker chips, each one reach one. If you're a member of the range and you introduce a new shooter, they fill out their paperwork here to get a poker chip. The grand reopening when the edition is done is coming soon. The more poker chips you have, the more chances you have to win valuable stuff. We might even get Black Bag Resources to donate some swag.
Nice.
Thank you all. Jules, thanks for being on the show again. Sean, first time only. April, next time Sean comes on, you're coming on the show with him. And you're going to share this story of the experience you had. We'll probably have you on in May or June. Talk to you soon.
This is a record-breaking show, right?
The highest number highest yet. Highest number 307.
Yet. That's why I'm here.
Absolutely. You could. Because we waited to have you on to the highest number show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jules. Next week, you're screwed, though, unless you want to come back on. Thanks for coming, Jules. Hey, thanks for the marshmallows and the chunky bar.
You got it.
Wonderful. Winston's got to stay out of it. So, Sean, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys. Bye, Felicia.
We love you guys. Well, it looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. Winston, it's time to say goodbye. Winston, that's a boy. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.